Keep God First This New Year by Debbie McDaniel, read by Leah Martin. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's pray together now. Dear God, thank you that you make all things new. Thank you for all that you've allowed into our lives this past year, the good along with the hard things, which have reminded us how much we need you and rely on your presence filling us every single day. We pray for your Spirit to lead us each step of this new year. We ask that you guide our decisions and turn our hearts to deeply desire you above all else. We ask that you will open doors that need to be opened and close the ones needing to be shut tight. We ask that you would help us release our grip on the things to which you've said no, or not yet, or wait. We ask for help to pursue you first above every dream and desire you've put within our hearts. We ask for your wisdom, for your strength and power to be constantly present within us. We pray you would make us strong and courageous for the road ahead. Give us ability beyond what we feel able. Let your gifts flow freely through us so that you would be honored by our lives and others would be drawn to you. We pray that you'd keep us far from the snares and traps of temptations, that you would whisper in our ear when we need to run, and whisper in our heart when we need to stand our ground. We pray for your protection over our families and friends. We ask for your hand to cover us and keep us distanced from the evil intent of the enemy, that you would be a barrier to surround us, that we'd be safe in your hands. We pray that you'd give us discernment and insight beyond our years to understand your will, hear your voice, and know your ways. We ask that you would keep our footsteps firm on solid ground, helping us to be consistent and faithful. Give us supernatural endurance to stay the course, not swerving to the right or to the left, or being too easily distracted by other things that would seek to call us away from a closer walk with you. Forgive us for the times we've worked so hard to be self-sufficient, forgetting our need for you, living independent of your Spirit. Forgive us for letting fear and worry control our minds and for allowing pride and selfishness to wreak havoc over our lives. Forgive us for not following your ways and for living distant from your presence. We confess our need for you, fresh, new, again. We ask that you make all things new in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives for this coming year. We pray for your refreshing over us. Keep your words of truth planted firm within us. Help us to keep focused on what's pure and right. Give us the power to be obedient to your word. And when the enemy reminds us where we've been, hissing his lies and attacks our way, we trust that your voice speaks louder and stronger as you remind us we're safe with you and your purposes and plans will not fail. We ask that you will be our defense and rear guard, keeping our way clear, removing the obstacles and covering the pitfalls. Lord, lead us on your level ground. We ask that you would provide for our needs, and we ask for your grace and favor. We pray for your blessings to cover us. We pray that you would help us to prosper and make every plan that you have birthed in our heart succeed. We pray that others would take notice of your goodness and couldn't help but to say, "These are the ones that the Lord has blessed." Help us to be known as great givers. Help us to be generous and kind. Help us to look to the needs of others and not be consumed by only our own. May we be lovers of truth, and may the fruits of your Spirit be evident in our lives. Your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Shine your light in us and through us and over us. May we make a difference in this world for your glory and purposes. Set your way before us. May all your plans succeed. May we reflect your peace and hope to a world that so desperately needs your presence and healing. To you be all glory and honor in this new year and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.